Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. Here's a passage from Carol's book that I thought was so good because she's saying she has the same tone as you, Leslie, but just that we do so much of the same things in different shades that we worry about our kids doing. She says, it's worth noting at this point that this very thing, causing emotional pain to a parent without realizing it, is something you and I have done probably and continue to do to our own Heavenly Father. How long has He waited for me to understand some concepts? How long did He wait for you to turn to Him? How much more does He wish for us that we don't do because of our human flaws or pride or fear or timidity? I'm convinced that God regularly sends each of us beautiful gifts, blessings He longs for us to open, yet they sit around fully wrapped, the bows not even tugged upon, because we don't see His love for us. In fact, I suspect the world is littered with His unopened gifts, and His heart, just like our own, must break when His offerings of love to us are missed, or worse yet, dismissed. So perhaps we can apply grace and patience a bit better with our own children, if we pause to remember how much is daily applied to us. What do you think of that?
I think that's fabulous. And one of the stories that I think has really touched me recently in the scriptures, and this goes back to our key verse of compassion, remember the story that Jesus told about unforgiveness. And He said, you know, there was a man who owed a great debt, and he went to the landowner and said, please give me more time. And the man had compassion on him. And not only did he not give him more time, he gave him a pass on the debt. He said, I'll forgive your debt. And then there was another man who owed him 10 bucks or 10 denarii or whatever it said, and it says, and he did not have compassion on him. Mm-hmm. And so I think it goes along with that if we understand how kind and long-suffering, it says, don't you know in Romans 2, the kindness of God is to lead us to repentance. Wouldn't it be wonderful if the kindness of your parents, if your child said, you know, Mom or Dad, it was your kindness that brought me to repentance.
That is so good. I think we have time for one more quick email. They say here, our 22-year-old daughter turned from her Christianity at age 17 after confirmation when she was introduced to yoga. An intense interest in other religions, especially Hinduism, ensued. Then a marriage 2 years ago. She and her husband are extremely religious with their Hindu faith, worshiping many gods. Our prayer, of course, is that God is working this all out for His good. We're hoping that we live long enough to witness it, though. Boy, she's not alone, is she?
No, she's not alone. I think our children are very enamored with the Eastern faith, and part of it is because it's gotten out of the... I think one of the things that we're doing better now, but in our generation, mine and yours, Susie's, where we were growing up in the faith, it was all a intellectual head faith, and it didn't have a whole lot to do with experience or your body. And so one of the things that yoga and transcendental meditation and some of the other Eastern faiths have done is it's much more of a body-felt faith. And so I think that's been very attractive to the younger generation. And I think that that's something that, you know, God calls us to worship Him in our whole body, you know.
Body, mind, and spirit.
And body, mind, and spirit. And meditation isn't a Eastern practice. It's a biblical practice. We just haven't used it very well.
Yeah.
And so I think that if we can begin to just, again, have that empathy, that compassion of saying, I know you were looking for more, and perhaps you didn't find it in the way we showed it, but you know what? Jesus has so much more for us. He has all of that and more, and to worship the true God, but you only can say that once or twice, and then you get the badgering.
And I love the compassion piece you keep bringing up. A friend of mine said a friend of hers, the daughter walked away from the faith and was dating this guy and getting ready to marry him, but she totally had walked away, so he wasn't a believer, and her mom very lovingly, sweetly said to her daughter, honey, is this the kind of man you're going to want to be married to when you come back to Jesus again? And to ask it that way in such a sweet way was like a light bulb moment. She's like, actually, no. And I thought she was reading and feeling her mom's compassion. And but you have to stay in that place of compassion. You have to cultivate that in your personal life with God for those kinds of responses to kind of come out of you, don't you think?
You absolutely do. And I think the biggest thing that happens to us, and it's happened to me many times, is my fear gets, like you talked about at the beginning, my fear takes over. And what happens, instead of being compassionate, I become controlling because I'm trying to micromanage my child's life so that either they don't embarrass me or I don't feel such anxiety.
Right.
So if I can make sure that all their, you know, things are buttoned down and they're doing it all right, then I can go, shoo, now I can go out and do something else. And so, but it doesn't work because they resist that control. The older they are, the more they resist it.